Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our midweek prayer, our 10 at 10. And if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always, at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." There is power and energy in these words. So let us be conscious as we take three deep breaths in, that we are giving and breathing and taking in the life-giving, energizing breath of Spirit. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm. Extend the stomach. Hold. Before we take our second deep breath in, let us bring our attention down into our heart space, into the sanctuary of the soul. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. And before we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that for the next 9 or so minutes, we are choosing consciously to connect and commune with the source of all that is, the ground of being, the Spirit of life within. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 21 from Psalms for Praying and Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. In your strength I rejoice, O my beloved, and in your presence my heart finds rest. You heed the heart's desire, answering the cry of the soul, and you bestow blessing upon blessing. Your love is as a crown of fine gold upon my head. I asked for life, and life you did provide. Eternal life comes through your love. All glory be yours, O loving presence. Splendor and majesty are your raiment. Yes, your blessings are forever. You delight me with the joy of your presence. Forever I will put my trust in you. And as I abandon myself to you in love, I am assured of peace. You root out my fears, standing firm beside me as I face the shadows within. Like a blazing sun, your light shines. My fears flee from your sight. Your fire consumes them. Generations to come will sing to your glory, in gratitude and joy for creation's bountiful gifts of life. For you put fears to flight, that love and justice might reign. All praise be yours, O wondrous one. Forever will I be grateful and give witness to your peace and love that frees us. O divine beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, as I consciously come into your presence at this time, surrendering my little self, my human egoic nature that is concerned with things of the world, that is easily distracted by appearances, that is caught up in the things that make no sense, the nonsense. As I call forth my true self, my higher self, my God self to come to the fore, that I may live, move, and operate in the awareness that I am the God life expressing in and through this physical form. I am the God essence that expresses in this physical form. I am the God light that reflects its illumination in this physical form. As I allow my true self, my higher self, my God self to come to the forefront, let it guide and direct me in all my ways and in all my undertakings. Let it help me see beyond the appearances of things, to see your presence, to see your spirit, to see your life in and through all that I encounter. O divine beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, as I allow my true self, my God self, my true identity to express, let me truly live from this awareness. Let me be all that you created me to be. Let me express the perfection and the purpose that is at my soul. O divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, how grateful am I for your presence, guiding, directing, and illuminating me. Let me just rest in your presence for this moment. Divine beloved, we hold in our hearts all that is happening across this world at this time. For what's happening in our country this day, as we prepare for the elections, I ask that all political leaders be concerned with the whole country, that they will look for the best and the right outcome for all the individuals in this country. For we are a united kingdom. May people be guided to vote with their conscience. May they move beyond apathy and indifference. As we move beyond our country, we can take in the concerns of the world for all that is happening in various parts of our globe. As we are looking from our higher self, our God self, we see there is no separation, there is no division, there is only pure oneness. So for everything and everyone across our wonderful globe, we're sending thoughts of peace, love and oneness at this time. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we allow our true self, our higher self, our God self, to direct our ways, to direct our paths, to illuminate us in all our undertakings, we know that truly, truly our life is blessed. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as we do our prayer of intention. If you repeat after me, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in. And allow this truth to resonate within your being. My beloveds, I wish you a very blessed, happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.